This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to our friend Carol Wood with the Lansing City Council, a city council member. Good evening, Carol. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well. Thank you.
You're getting ready to head into another Lansing City Council meeting this evening. What's on the
agenda? Yes,
go ahead.
It's Monday night. It's a council meeting.
If it's Monday, it's a council meeting. What's on the agenda for tonight, Carol?
We have a variety of things. There's a couple mayoral presentations that are dealing with Ramadan United dinner donations to the food bank. It's also recognizing Public Service Week. We also have Derek Quinney, who is doing a tribute for Workers' Memorial Day that's going to be held on April 28th. We have a couple of public hearings that we're going to be listening to this evening. One has to do with a noise waiver that MDOT is looking for, and I'm sure people are going to be thrilled about this, but it is to do some more road construction work. Part of it means that you'll be able to drive better in a few months out there, but in the meantime, you've got to come up with alternate routes. This is going to be on I-96, the business route, and from Cedar and Lark Streets from Pennsylvania to Lake Lansing Road, from East North Street, from Center Street to North Lark, and on to Thomas Street. And what they'll be doing is tilling the asphalt and then replacing that. And most of it that they want to be able to do is in the evening. So that's why they're asking for a noise waiver. We also have a public hearing dealing with our community development block grant budget, which is for fiscal year 2012. This is money that we use from anywhere from the acquisition of houses that are rehabbed for low to moderate income to our emergency shelter grants to working with neighborhoods. So it's a variety of things that we use those dollars for. We also have a public hearing for special land use for some property on K North that people want to use it as a child care center. We have a number of nonprofit statuses that want recognition so they can do gaming in the city of Lansing. We have to make safer demolish. This is good in neighborhoods. It allows us to take down a property that is dilapidated. One has extensive water damage. The other one is a fire-damaged building, and so we'll be voting on those this evening. We have a grant that acceptance from the National Recreation and Parks Association for $10,000 to allow us to do some gardening. And then we have a rezoning that will allow for a rezoning from a residential district to an E2 shopping district that will allow people to put a business in that area. So,
well, I guess we love hearing about new business in the area.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's it in a nutshell tonight.
I love that. We got a recap ahead of time. I do
yes.
I do love that. Not that I like to step backwards, but I was curious. Have you ever, since your involvement with the city council, been to a meeting where a quorum wasn't met and you had to just go home? As happened a week ago?
The last that was the closest to that was a year ago, and we had a Thursday meeting, and I'm not sure that we actually even got to the floor that time. I think we knew before then that we weren't going to have a quorum, and the meeting was canceled. But in my 10 years of council, this is not something that's a regular occurrence, and it was a surprise. As a council member, I know I went out there and As we waited, we were told by the city attorney and the clerk that we weren't going to make a quorum that night. And so we knew one of our colleagues had asked for an excused absence the week before, so we knew that one, that Derek Quinney wasn't going to be there, but I wasn't aware that the rest of them were not going to be there.
So does the business from that evening just get pushed ahead to the next meeting then?
Well, actually what happened was there was a meeting called on Tuesday. And the work was done at that particular meeting.
Well, one of the things that has come up in the proposed budget, and you're constantly working on budget work as well, is some new fees in the city of Lansing that have the potential of raising about $930,000. As you've gone over these and taken a look at them, are you pleased with these? I mean, do you think these are something that makes some sense at this point in time with the budget issues?
Well, I think we have to be careful as we project that money. I know a few years ago, one of the things that we introduced a new fee, and that was for the motor vehicle carrier weighing fee. And we actually were told at that time that we would receive enough revenue to pay for a police officer as well as to probably come up with close to around $300,000 in revenue. That has not happened. So I think sometimes when you project these, that you've got to be really careful and making sure that you do, that you believe that you're really going to see those. And again, I think we have to be careful that we don't outprice the public on things so that then they decide, well, with those extra dollars, I might not pay them. And especially, you know, when you look at pictures of gas stations where they're talking about over $4 a gallon, people make decisions that maybe I won't take this class, maybe I won't be involved in this, and so those fees that you think you're going to generate, you don't always generate.
Well, and you're always out and about in the community as well, Carol. We've got just about a minute and a half left. A couple of community events coming up?
Yes, on Thursday there is going to be a keynote speaker Kevin Epling that's going to be at Peckham Conference Center, and that's at 3510 Capital City Boulevard at 6:30, and he's going to be discussing bullying and suicide. On Saturday, there is going to be a Community Against Violence march that's going to start at Bethlehem Lutheran Church at 549 East Mount Hope. That's Saturday at noon, and they will be walking to Sycamore Park. And this is an opportunity to get out and stop violence in our community.
Well, very good. Kevin has been a guest on the show often, Kevin Epling, and I'll be talking to him again. I think it is tomorrow, actually. Carol,
okay.
Thank you so much. Hope for a good meeting tonight with the Lansing City Council.
Thank you.
Thank you, as always. Bye-bye. Carol Wood, Lansing City Council member, will be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.